growing numbers of communities in the United States are facing a painful new reality. They're running out of cemetery space, making traditional burials, especially in urban areas, extremely expensive. More Americans are opting for cremation, and a new company is offering a special place to bury their cremated remains.
I'm watching my feet. I don't want to trip over a log.
Sunlight filters through leaves overhead as Mary Ann Healy and Marion Eberhardt walk down a wide woodland trail that's lined on either side with dense forest. Although this looks like a forest preserve, it is not. Healy and Eberhardt are looking for a specific tree at the edge of the trail, the one they've chosen for their final resting place.
And this is it, 202.
Right.
This is an eco-eternity forest, one of four in the United States. Jack Lowe is president of the company, which opened this, its first burial forest, in Virginia, in October 2007.
We opened two more in 2008, one in 2009. We haven't opened any this year, but we have about six that are in one stage or the other. There's 53 people interred in the four forests, and there are about 270 to 280 people who reserve places.
The concept of forest burial seems to have started in Switzerland. It has also become popular in South Korea. Lowe says one of the main reasons people in the U.S. have been attracted to the idea is the cost. Although expenses vary with location, the bill for a traditional American funeral, complete with casket and attendant services, starts at about $10,000 and often runs much higher. By comparison, Lowe says,
you're probably talking about $2,800 for a cremation and interment here in the forest. All in, everything. We are riding a huge shift in America to cremation. The Cremation Association is saying maybe by 2020 it will be the most prevalent.
Lowe says most of his clients are not actually planning for their own funerals and interment, or even dealing with the remains of the recently deceased.
More than 50% of our business starts with somebody who has ashes at home.
Ah, here he is.
Carol Sautel was one of those people. Her husband, Robert, died in 1992.
And I had his ashes in my bedroom on the dresser in a nice, lovely urn. I was going to keep them until I passed on and then have them thrown over the Cascade Mountains all together. But I never could get anybody that would volunteer to toss my ashes out of an airplane. So instead, I am going to have my ashes buried here, too.
Ashes are buried in an eco-eternity forest at the roots of a tree in biodegradable urns made of cornstarch. Small bronze plaques commemorating loved ones are placed on the back of the trees, so they aren't visible as you walk along the wooded path. The natural setting was one of the things that appealed to Eberhardt and Healy.
It's beautiful. And we're in a biodegradable urn that will dissolve and feed the trees. I just like the whole idea of it.
Hope I'm not going to poison the earth.
According to the company brochure, the tree will absorb the nutrients of the ashes over time. That's a much more environmentally friendly way to leave the earth than a traditional U.S. burial, according to Reverend Rick Dawson.
When we start looking at the way people are buried with all the chemicals that are put into them and the spaces that are using, it just didn't seem like wise use of our environment. So we're serving our community, but we're also serving God and creation by just providing a place like this.
Dawson, a Methodist minister, is executive director of Camp High Road, a Methodist summer camp and retreat that owns the one-hectare forest. The land had been a buffer between the community and the camp since its founding more than 60 years ago. For Dawson, converting it into a cemetery fit in perfectly with his ministry.
We do baptisms out here. We have kids come out here for camp. They come out here for retreats. They come out here and are married out here. And the one thing that we didn't do was kind of close the loop. And so this idea was just perfect for us.
There are 300 trees in the forest that have been designated living memorials. All are numbered and can be located on a map at the entrance to the forest. Some have been reserved by a family or group of friends. Some trees are community trees, where individual space can be reserved. According to EcoEternity Forest President Jack Lowe, the fees, $4,500 for a tree, or $900 for a space at a community tree, help maintain the forest, which the lease contract guarantees will be preserved for 99 years. Reverend Dawson says, as far as the Methodist Church is concerned, this forest is now a holy place, and it will be here not just for 99 years, but forever.
Now, this is God's creation. And when people come out here, they don't feel like they're in a cemetery. They come out here to visit, to be with loved ones, but to be with God and to be with nature.
Susan Logue, VOA News, Middleburg, Virginia.